No matter who you are or where you come from, encountering difficulties is a natural part of life that unites all of us here on Earth. Whether you are in the middle of a big life challenge right now or preparing for a future roadblock, there's nothing wrong with needing a little bit of inspiration to get you through the tough times. And there is no better way to get the motivation you need than to hear an uplifting story on Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast, which is available on all podcast platforms. Hello and welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life, a podcast where I share stories from around the world to get their unique perspectives on life, friendship and happiness. My name is Sonali and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a writer, entrepreneur and mom to dig deep into complex issues of life and happiness in a relaxed and entertaining way from my cozy living room. Thank you for joining us today. The farming village accused the fishing village of polluting the river by throwing their waste into it. And the fishing village blamed the farming village for using too much water. Welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life. This is Sonali and you're listening to Season 3, Episode 12, and the topic is Building Bridges. Once upon a time, two villages nestled on the banks of a river. Two communities lived in peace for hundreds of years. The farmers and the fishermen shared the river as their source of water and food, and both communities depended on it for their livelihoods. But as time passed, misunderstandings and differences started to emerge between the two groups. The once peaceful coexistence had turned into bitter enmity. The farming village accused the fishing village of polluting the river by throwing their waste into it. And the fishing village blamed the farming village for using too much water, which was affecting the fish population and their livelihood. The situation grew worse, and the two groups became sworn enemies. One day, a young boy came up with an idea that could change everything. With the natural talent of building things, the young boy suggested that they build a new bridge to connect the two villages. Everyone was skeptical at first, but the boy was determined to make it happen. He convinced the elders of both the groups that unless communication was restored, there was not going to be any solution. So he requested them to come together and work towards building the bridge. The villagers agreed, and they began working together. The farmers provided wood, while the fishermen bought nets and ropes. They worked tirelessly day and night to build the bridge. As the bridge took shape, the villagers started to see the positive side of each other. They realized that their differences were based on misunderstandings and they had more in common than they thought. They started to communicate with each other, share their experiences and learn from each other. The bridge building process was not easy and there were many challenges along the way. The villagers had to overcome their differences and work together as a team. They had to put aside their egos and focus on the common goal of building the bridge. There were times when they disagreed with each other, but they always found a way to resolve their issues. Finally, the bridge was completed and the villagers celebrated its inauguration. The bridge not only connected the two villages, but it also bridged the gap between the two groups. They had overcome their misunderstandings and differences and had come together as one community. The young boy who had initiated the idea became a hero in the eyes of both the villages. His idea had not only built a bridge, but also had built a stronger and a more peaceful community. The villagers realized that building the bridge was not just about connecting two villages, but it was also about building relationships and overcoming misunderstandings. The bridge building process had taught them the importance of teamwork, communication, and collaboration. They had learned that by working together, they could achieve anything they set their minds to. The story shows us that we have the power to bring people together. We have the power to make the world a better place. Imagine a world where we can talk openly and understand each other better. A world where people from different backgrounds work together, appreciating the unique things each person brings. A world where we could collaborate and solve big problems. The power to bridge is in our hands. As we move forward, let's remember the villages and its bridge, and let's build a world that is united, inclusive, and full of hope. So let's start this journey today. Let's have meaningful conversations, work together, and make a positive impact in all our relationships. Together, we can create a world where unity, understanding, and sustainability are at the heart of everything we do. Thank you for joining us on another episode. Stay tuned for more, where we delve deeper into the fascinating world of the mind. This is Sonali signing off from the Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast. Take care and be well. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. The podcast is available on all major platforms around the world. For video podcasts in other languages, please log into our YouTube channel. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast and on Facebook at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast or on YouTube at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast. That's all for this episode, folks. See you next time. Bye.